back-to-back nights?
Well, it was his real strong game for him, one of the best that he's turned in since he's come back off injury. Some real good plays in tight that he handled, so I liked his game.
What are you hoping to see from him during this last stretch of games here? When you call him?
Just that return to form. So difficult to miss the amount of time that he has and to come back. And we don't have the practice time for him now. It's not even, you know, you can't even grind through 45 minutes of game-like drills where he can get sharp. So he has to fight for it a little bit in the games. And then just the quickness, right? Getting those pucks that get across the crease on him.
Just some housekeeping. Because Josh was here in emergency, do you have to send him back or will he
Correct.
Stay with
No, he has to go back. So we're going to maximize his playing time, his game playing time. We're going to see him again. I liked his game. It was a good first game for him to get in. And he'll be back.
Paul, what was the key for your guys to shut down Connor McDavid tonight?
Our goalie played a factor in that early. And he spent a lot of time against Mark Scheifele, who's one of the handful of guys on our team that can skate with him. You have to have somebody in the middle of the ice that can pick him up coming out of his end. He's still, I don't know if you see it while it's happening in the game. We get the chance to watch it back on video. He had 5 shots on goal. He's going to have one of the nights where they all go in. I mean, he had 2 or 3 passes tonight that were that speed so hard to make. Just still a young man, but brilliant talent.
Have you given your guys a little more artistic freedom with the puck? It seems to be a lot more dangling and puck handling with that, or is that just kind of organic of them not being in a playoff race?
No. So first, to answer the first part of it is no. You saw it more after the timeout, the second timeout in the third period. They're going to sit back, and our risk tolerance will go up quite a bit. But I'm going to assume that you're talking about more in the offensive zone, right? So we're trying to spend as much time in there, and I know you guys get some of those analytics out. Our offensive zone possession numbers, slot shot numbers, those kind of things are really high, really good. So we spent quite a bit of time on how we want to move through the offensive zone to create more motion. And there's a balance there, so we don't get it right all the time. We overpass at times, and we're not net front when we need to be. But we're trying to grow into it so that it's not we're not as easy to check. Some of it's been very good. Some of it, not so much.
Paul, you might have just already answered this, but in a game like that, what's the one thing that you need to do better that turns a one-goal loss into maybe a one-goal win?
We missed the net 8 times in the first period on some really good looks. And I would think probably 15 times over the course of the game. So when you put up 40 shots, you say you've got enough. How do you maximize more of what you get? I'm just going to leave it at strength, physical and mental strength in the offensive zone. Being able to win one more battle in front of the net, get loose in front of the net. And then on, I think I'd leave it at that. Or play Scheif more. But at 23, I think he's had his fill.
Paul, it's another one of those games where the effort was there. You put up 40 shots, and you maybe have deserved a better fate. How do you make sure the confidence of these young guys doesn't get broken by games like this?
Well, there's their challenge, right? So we'll work with them and talk to them, and we show the positives. It's not always negative in the room. But that's their challenge. Like, players have to fight for confidence, and the old John Wooden line that confidence is earned. We start with that. I'm so much more comfortable with where this team is, which will shock you, than I was in August and September. There's so many pieces I didn't know how they were going to fit. And I've got a far better handle on what some of these young men can do. Maybe even the 2 or 3 players that I've seen that aren't here now that I think will be soon at some point. May not be next year, but in the next time, it's there. So the structure, I've got a better idea of it. As long as they compete at a certain level, we have I wouldn't say easy days, but when you play every second night, you can't pound your team. And we've blessings in disguise, possibly, not for wins and losses, but we've had 47 goals go out of our lineup in the last 2 weeks. So the games are going to look like this. What we need to be able to do is not dangle to the point that we're just pulling them out of our net because we're trying to force one more goal that even if you have all-stars in your lineup, you don't want them playing like that way. So we're trying to generate the offense that the analytics tell we are doing a real good job at without having to give too much up. So we're trying to pound that good defensive game into them and still create. So the simple rules. You can make plays. I want you to make plays, but we got to pick the right times. So we had a few dangle moments that I would agree. I would agree 100% with you. We're not 100% sure who thought that was a good idea.